going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Head to Thompson. Tage Thompson with Logan Cooley. Thompson in, shoots, scores! Tage Thompson, golden goal! And the United States has won the World Hockey Championship for the first time in 92 years.
Here's a 3-on-1. McDavid has it back and scores! McDavid from Nugent Hopkins!
Here's Vancouver. Vancouver in with a shot! Score! The Hurricanes take their first lead of the series.
Yeah, very disappointing for the Amherst, but on the other hand, as they'll have time to reflect over this one in just a little bit, they will reflect upon a great season here for this Rochester Americans team.
Now he'll catch it. Freeze it. Whoa! He just doesn't care. One-handed behind the back. One is great. Two is fine. But there's nothing like winning three in a row. The Buffalo Bandits are your 2025 NLL Cup champions.
The three-peat for the Bandits means 7 overall. Unprecedented in league history as far as championships and Bandit land was unbelievable on Saturday night. I came into the arena today. Vacuums were cleaning the carpet of the remnants of confetti, and now the turf has been rolled up and will await next year with another banner going up. Marty, it was sensational to say the least, top to bottom, organizationally, roster-wise, in the finale, and of course, over the entirety of the season.
And the biggest thing for me, look, through these playoffs, it has been they have locked it down defensively, right? Like, they give up, you know, 4, and then it's 3, and then it's like, oh my gosh, they're beating their own records, and then they're up 7-6 at halftime, and it's tight because Saskatchewan is pushing back, and they don't give up another goal in the second half. They locked it down. Like, that is their MO, and it was... it was a dominating second half, but it's been a dominating playoffs for me from start to finish for the Bandits. That's why they're three-peat champions. And what a organization, what a performance, what a team. And I'm looking at next year, and I'm like, they can do it again next year. Let's go. Like, let's go.
They can, based on a number of things, which we can certainly detail perhaps later today or moving forward, like tomorrow when Ian MacKay joins the show. Yes. He, of course, was the finals MVP, had a career year offensively. He's been, if you like watching players grow within your organization from relative expectations to then far surpassing them, you know, Ian is a model in just training and believing mm-hmm. that he could be more than a good transition player, a really good defensive player, right? And it was sensational to watch him throughout the course of the year. The whole Chase Fraser aspect, what he has always brought to Bandit Land, and that is the almost unthinkable type of scoring plays that he creates most often on his own. That was the game-changing goal in the third quarter when he scored to make it 8-6. Marty, this place, I mean, it was a slow start, as it was in all three games of the series, i.e. Saskatchewan won the opening faceoff, went in and scored on the first possession. So they were down 1-0, down 2-1, down 3-2. They rattled off 5 in a row to get to 7-3, and the building was going bananas. And then it was chip away, chip away, chip away by the Rush, 7-6 at the half.
Yeah.
So you're not only sitting there having surrendered the previous three, you're sitting there for the entirety of halftime, dwelling on it. And then you start the third quarter, and it's like, what is going to happen here? Well, what happened was Chase Fraser. I didn't even realize sitting watching it live. I knew he'd gone behind the back, but I didn't realize that in the process of going behind the back, he dropped the low hand off his stick awkwardly just flipped it around one hand. And again, like he always does, it makes it look so easy. It looks like there's this huge amount of net for him to score in. And it is, because the goalie is never expecting what Chase Fraser delivers. So from that point on, obviously, they rolled, they roared, they just stomped Saskatchewan to the tune of 15-6 in the deciding game three.
Yeah, and former Leafs GM Gord Stellick, who also did TV or whatever, but he was very short as a GM, but he always say, if you're going to lose on the road. And this is now 3 years in a row where the Bandits win the championship at home. Like, you know, 2 years ago, They lost game two in Colorado. They come back, win it at home. This year, they lose game two in Saskatchewan. They come back to win it at home. Like, if you're going to have this celebration in the best market in the NLL, well, you know what? Might as well have your three-peat at home every time in front of your fans and continue to build this fandom, this crazy atmosphere there at KeyBank Center. And it was, like you said, 2 years ago, well, last year, it was a party, right? Because you got to relax as they were putting on the numbers. Well, you got to party in the third and fourth quarter knowing that this was happening, the anticipation, and finally the celebration.
Fourth quarter was elite as far as time consumption on every offensive possession, and it felt like the quickest quarter ever, which sometimes is the opposite in this situation where it drags. Not at all. They were so efficient, so effective. Now, keep in mind, everything you just mentioned about winning at home, it came on the heels of a crushing home loss in the championship in game three to Colorado in 2022. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, prior to that, there was the 2019 loss in overtime in Calgary. And so this group is not without its heartbreak. The best part of watching them, especially the way Steve Dietrich and the organization just rolled it back, they remain true to the players that persevered. And thinking back to last year when they had their day party in the plaza after they had won, you know, just the tone in the player's voice of just wanting to run it back, even though they had some elder statesmen. And we heard from one of them last week in Paul Dawson. Mm-hmm. I don't think Paul's going to want to hang him up. And I say it every year. I don't know how this team wins without Kyle Buchanan, because for all the star power, Buchanan ends up being the guy that chips in with 2 goals, 4 points, 3 goals, 5 points, all the time to support Dane and Josh and Ian and Chase and Daoga. So, yeah, run it back. Like, okay, they're going to be another year older, but who's getting in their way? Honestly, who is getting in their way? No one.
No one. I mean, Vinzy and Nat, he's you know, one of the oldest, but he's in great shape and he's prepared, and you just keep putting in the work. And you talk about Dawson, he runs a lacrosse gym. Like, he's in the gym all the time. So, Josh and Dane, these guys, they are machines, right? So they're a year older, but the fact that
were talking about the milkman, not Paul. Paul's the firefighter.
Oh yeah. You're right. Yes. No, he's yes. Yes, he's in great shape. And I can tell you from experience, because my brother, after stopping playing hockey, he became a firefighter. He's in better shape now than when he played hockey. So he's in, yeah, he's in fantastic shape. But, you know, you look at it, you don't have a chance, many chance opportunities, people to go four in a row. Mm-hmm. And so if you're those guys, you're putting even more work this summer to solidify that legacy, that you know, the fact that you can go out and be the best ever in the history of the sport to right. be able to go four in a row.
So that's never been done. They're the yeah. second team ever to three-peat, and Matt Vince
yes.
backstopped both of them with Rochester a decade ago and now with the Bandits. Now, I heard in the broadcast that there has been no professional athlete to have been on two three-peats with two different teams. Mm-hmm. So this, and based on everything you just said, like, let's not forget how the playoffs started with a 5-4 winner take all quarterfinal matchup with San yeah. Diego. And then the next week they allow 3 goals. Right? So it's, and here you're staring at just 6 on the board against yeah. 6 goals against in the deciding game. Matt Vince and something
against
also,
the goalie of the year. So he's like, hey, putting it allegedly. On the line, like, I'm gonna show you how that gets done.
Yeah, the crowd was ruthless against Shiliano the entire game. And obviously it's tough to watch just as a you know, but yeah. as a human. But I will say this. So you come into the you're outside the arena in the plaza. You see, you know, the history of the Sabres in Alumni Plaza. And I have wondered, you know, for a while, like, will we see on the other side of the walkway all Bandits, right? Based on how they have dominated in their franchise history. Now, the winning is not that it ever needed extra validation, but you can now say the greatest franchise in professional lacrosse history
yep.
is the Buffalo Bandits. We've known it forever, statistically and otherwise, attendance and otherwise. But when you walked in the door on Saturday and you knew you had a great feeling about what you were going to witness again, and I think of the longevity now of this franchise and what it means to so many people, like, John Tavares has been here for every championship mm-hmm. this franchise has won. That is 7. 4 as a player, 3 as a coach. Matt Vince has just done something that has never been done before. Dane Smith, oh, by the way, finished tied for the playoff scoring lead after leading the regular season and scoring once again. Oh, by the way, Josh Byrne just had 9 more points, game high in the championship. Like, can you see a time where these names are immortalized outside this arena?
Yes. I think the one that is the first one, and we'll definitely have some, let's call it a shrine.
He deserves a statue, let's be honest. John Tavares is yes. the greatest player of all time. Now he's got 3 titles as a coach.
Look, it's the impact that he's had for a franchise. It's the level as to which he played the game, the best player, and now, like, the most decorated player, coach, everything that he's done for the organization. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I think that you start with John Tavares and you make your way and you kind of find the right way to display that. And, let's not forget, too, the arena is – going to be almost 30 years old here in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. I think there may be some changes in the future that will come with the arena and with, so maybe there's something that gets, you know, put into the works as to how do we display that with the Bandits, yep. As well as, you know, they've done a great job with the Alumni Plaza and the big banner and the players that are being displayed and alumni and looking at the history. But I think the Bandits, you start with John Tavares and you make your way in that way to be able to display that.
Much more on the Bandits this week, and obviously stay with Bandits Social to find out when the big celebration will happen to honor the three-peat and the seven franchise championships. It's going to be great. Can't wait to be a part of it. And thank you to everyone who was here for the moment and on board for the ride throughout the course of this season. It truly was.
I looked at the forecast amazing. To make sure that you got to find a day where it's going to be beautiful and sunny.
Good
and
luck.
So I've looked at the forecast for that.
Okay, thanks. They could have had it yesterday. That was the best, longest feeling of sunshine. Even though it was in the 60s, it felt like it was in the 90s based on the month of May that we have had. So anyway, I felt like that was, somewhat fitting to bask in the glow after the Bandits win. Now, of course, life brings you ups and downs, and obviously we transitioned to hockey. We talked at the end of our last show, which seems like forever ago, that when we reconvene, we'll be talking about Game 5 between the Amerks and Rocket. And that meant the Amerks did win Game 4, and they did so convincingly. But they didn't beat Caden Primo because they simply can't beat Caden Primo. And they had two wins in the series against a rookie in Fowler, and they just never got it going on Sunday against Laval. They lost 5-0. It would surprise no one that the only goal Laval needed came from, of course, Alex Barry-Boulet. So that turns out to be the game-winning goal. Marty, there was just so much that didn't happen for the Amerks through pretty much all their lines, I want to say, in the Laval game. I would ask you what you thought of Devin Levi's game. It's just disappointing and frustrating, quite frankly, because I think there should have been a greater takeaway from how they performed in games 2, 3, and 4. You know, there were some missed opportunities, but I know the coaching staff was so impressed with how they were limiting the high quality chances against over those games. Mm-hmm. And even without Laval having a ton of those in game 5, they capitalized, and Rochester, to me, just never seemed like, and you said it earlier in the series when you were watching these games against Primo, it's like, they're not making life that hard for them. And I felt like that's how it unfolded again in game 5.
And the opposite was exactly what Laval did. The amount of time they bumped Levi to a point where, look, in game 2, he draws a penalty. It wasn't really a penalty on Jack High. They score on the power play, but they bumped him all the time.
And poetic justice, by the way, after that penalty, because who got the game winner next game?
Florin Jack High on the back
end. After being, the wrong end of that call, which shouldn't have been a call. It's funny how it goes.
But, I mean, so that balances it out all the time. But I felt like they got into Levi's face. They bumped him. They got to the top of the crease. They scored a couple of goals again because they were right on top. And the third goal, I think it was, not a great goal for Levi to give up early in the second period.
I think, was not great, if I recall. So
maybe it was the
third one I was actually more curious about, because I was kind of sitting on the fence on that one. The second one was definitely from distance, and the
one that beat him 5-0, was that the second one? Or
based on body language after it went in, it was and
the second one wasn't great, but the one that I felt like really kind of like you could reset after the first period, and say, look, let's start the game now. Let's go. We're down 2-0. The third goal, I think, was the backbreaker. It went right through him. It was entered in the zone. It went right through him. And then after that, Laval, they got in his face, and they just went 4-0, 5-0 in the third period. Rochester didn't have the push. But like even the first goal, that's how the game was. And I feel like the Amerks, they just weren't on their game. They weren't sharp. They turned pucks over. But the very first goal of the game, so Rochester's on the penalty kill. On the face-off, Josh Dunn breaks his stick.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. So now you're killing a penalty, but Dunn doesn't have a stick. I feel like Dunn didn't know what to do. All he had to do was stay in this place and play it like you would if you have a stick. But then he started to wander everywhere. Yep. Like, that to me was how this game was played from the whole team. Like the amount of mistakes that was made. And this one, I'm not going to say that's on Dunn's fault. It's a penalty kill. But he was kind of like, oh, I don't have a stick. Now I'm not going to play my position.
Mm-hmm.
one-timers in the back of the net. There was a turnover in the third period. There was puck management. There was back-checking assignments. There was all these things that every time I rewound the play, I was like, what are we doing here?
Oh, and my gosh, Marty. That is exactly what my notes like.
What are we doing?
Where are you going? What are we doing? Yeah. So, the unfortunate nature of sports, hero 1 minute, not feeling great the next. Like, they don't get to game five without Josh Dunn.
He was so good in game four.
The reason why I've talked so glowingly about him because of what he's capable and why Michael Leone has said so many great things about him. And you're right. Like, it's not, that's one play. That's not a game breaker in game five. It's just unfortunate luck. It was the second straight penalty that the Amerks had taken in the first period. And you could just maybe feel something, but Dunn was unbelievable. But like the second goal, and you can debate, you know, whether it needs to be or should have been stopped or not. Noah Austlin had it behind the net and put it up the boards exactly where it should go. And there was no one there.
Nobody.
And they weren't, I thought, were they in the middle of a line change? It was Austlin with Hellenius and Wahlberg. And they all came back at the same time. Amerks had numbers down low. That's how Austlin was able to get the puck behind the net. When the puck went around the boards, Konsta Hellenius wasn't even in the frame. He was so far up the ice, and I don't know how that happened. And again, this is Konsta, again, probably exceeded everyone's expectations this postseason. Yeah. He got ornery. He got the battle level.
He was the one that was chippy. Like, if you had a guy that was chippy in your face, it was Konsta Hellenius.
Yes.
A lot of other players played a little shy, but then it was, you know, they won some games. They make it tight. Laval's a good team. They're the best team in the AHL. So you take it to five games. That's an achievement in itself. And as Don Stevens said in the rewind that we played at the start of the show, it was like, well, this one hurts, but, you know, you're going to look back and say this was a really good season for the Rochester Americans. I agree. But there's two things that came in mind when we look at plays like the one you just mentioned. Is one, sometimes you got one or two players that don't go, you know, but the rest of the team goes and you're like, okay, well, we've got the majority and we're still going to be fine. It felt like the vast majority, maybe everybody, was on the slower side to react, to move physically, mentally. So then the other side is, because of the way the schedule was, the first two games in Rochester and the next three in Laval, like, the Amerks left on Monday for Laval. They were there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and now, you know, the game on Sunday. Yeah. It's a long time.
There's no travel. Like,
I get that, but it's a long time to be on the road, to be like, it's a long time to be in a hotel eating food from, you know, restaurants. It's just at some time, and I'm not saying that it happens all the time, and you're in game five, do or die. You probably can muster the energy to say, we're going to be all out. It looked to me that they were kind of running out of gas by game five. They just had nothing left in the tank. And it's not just the physical tank. It was the mental tank that was empty. And I'm like, okay, you don't do that often in the American League where you leave a whole week and you're on the road a whole week and all of that. And I know you weren't traveling, but I just feel like it feels like it got to them a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you were talking about the third goal earlier. Again, that was a situation where it looked like, okay, it's 2-on-2 here, basically, as Laval was entering the zone. And unfortunately, Kulik over back checked or just simply pursued to an area where there was already a defenseman. And then the puck went exactly where he wasn't and slot shot, and it's in the net. And it was just, I mentioned Dunn.
You love the back pressure, but you got to be smart in the back pressure, and that's not where you needed to go.
Right. And you know, honestly, like, they were so stingy as far as shots allowed in game four, but I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, along with Dunn's heroics, I thought the three best players were Dunn, Kozak, and Rusek. And Rusek was
the best player, I feel, for Rochester.
Yeah.
In the
Cale Clegg obviously had a monster playoff with 11 points. Rusek ended up leading the forward group with 8 points. As I've mentioned numerous times, point a game playoff performer over the last three playoff years. And the reality is, Rusek was a player that came into this season hoping he could have been at worst Buffalo's 13th forward on a one-way contract at this point in time. He ended up not getting that next taste of NHL action. He will now always have his NHL memory as first game, first shift against the Montreal Canadiens in March of 23, where he scored a goal, had a multi-point game, and yet his first game was a loss to the Montreal organization in a shootout. His last game, for now, anyway, with this organization is a loss to the Montreal organization as he is signed with HV71 as Lucas Rusek. So he'll play in the Swedish league next year. And it's unfortunate. I've admired the determination, the almost underrated skill set of Rusek at times for a sixth round draft pick who overcame a brutal knee injury at the start of his transition to North America. He should be fondly remembered for all of his time in Rochester. And like many, Marty, because you've lived the journey, you'll always wonder maybe like what could have been next. And that's just the way professional sports goes, right?
It's I play with so many guys that. In Rochester 100%. That it's like Dominic Pittis, right? And guys like that, that's your Dean Sylvester, like these guys get a taste, but somehow for whatever reasons, never stick to the NHL and they're great in the AHL and then they move on and they play in Europe and they go to Sweden or Switzerland or Germany and they have a fantastic career. Yeah. But it just wasn't in the card to be able to make the next step at the NHL level.
Yeah, he had two very good seasons as a pro in Czechia before he came to North America. And those two seasons were as a very, very young player.
Yes.
In that stage of his development. And yeah, I would not be surprised to see him down the road on some national teams, based on the likelihood, I would think, of him being a good point producer as he continues his pro journey now in Sweden. And, we'll obviously be talking about international hockey coming up because of how Tage Thompson ended the World Championships for Team USA. We're also talking about what's happening in our backyard. In fact, this morning, which carried over into this afternoon, Canada just defeated China at the Para World Hockey Championships being played across the street at Lecom Harbor Center. That was a narrow victory, 4-2 for Canada. China has made huge strides in this discipline, and Team USA is going to play this afternoon, 1 hour from now. They'll be taking on Czechia to close out their preliminary round portion. They had emphatic victories in the first two games this weekend against Norway and Slovakia, racking up 25 goals. What a performance from, as we've seen for, it feels like a decade now. I mean, Declan Farmer had 4 points in the first game. He had six in the second game, the 13-0 win over Slovakia with 4 goals and 6 points. But our friend of the show, they're all friends of the show, Jack Wallace, who joined us on the Sabres broadcast late in the season, Jack had a 3-goal, 7-point game in the second matchup against Slovakia. And so today they're going to close out the prelims again at 1:30 at Harbor Center. And then you get a couple of days to catch your breath, get into semifinal mode on Saturday, Friday, and then gold medal, hopefully, game on Saturday for Team USA. It's trending once again, as you would expect, with the US 2-0 and Canada 3-0, that these could be the likely combatants when we get to the final. But man, oh man, if you haven't been there yet, get there this week, see how this game wows you in ways you can't imagine, and the skill set, the tenacity, I just looking at some of the box scores and the aggressions and how the and knowing just how, like every sport, how speed has become that much more heightened as the athletes get, like, our Sabres social's been sharing lots of cool stuff with the guys. You look at these guys in the hallway, they, like so many other athletes, were just looking at like how put together they are. It's like, holy cow. When this thing came, the Worlds, and the last time it was in the United States was a decade ago when Harbor Center had just opened. It was more of like, for me, having not seen them in person at that point in time, it was the wow factor of how they play the game. Now it's just the wow factor of big, strong, incredible athletes, and you know, then just how that translates into the game as it's played right now.
There's a recklessness in the game that is pretty spectacular, and I think that's the thing. When there's a loose puck and you're just going full out, and the speed and the physicality is there, obviously, and they put a really good video out of the Team USA members getting to try mild, medium, and hot chicken wings and with blue cheese. And then someone were like, oh, that's ranch, best one. I don't remember who the guy is. He goes, is there actual cheese in there? And they're like, well, it's blue cheese. He goes, oh, I'm allergic to cheese. And then his face just went blank, which was awesome. They're great personality. They enjoy the competing and how intense it is. And yeah, it's a great time to go and catch a game or two.
I'll see you over there at 1:30 for those making their way over to take on Czechia today. And then obviously the tournament continues at Harbor Center. We encourage you to get in the building, especially be there for the semifinals on Friday, the gold medal matchup, bronze and gold medal games on Saturday. Sabres.com/world to see the best sled players in the world in our backyard this very week. Stanley Cup playoffs continuing. We and Tage, golden goal at the Worlds. It's all next on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Lots of Stanley Cup playoff action to get caught up on, but first, a very sabery finish to the Worlds this year, Marty Brown.
Yeah, it was a TNT Tage Thompson overtime game-winning goal, 3-on-3 for USA to defeat Switzerland, 1-0 in the gold medal game. The first gold medal at the World Championship for Team USA since 1933. Pretty amazing that we're looking at 92 years since the last time they won a gold medal there. So, and it is Tage Thompson that scored the goal. And it was a tight game. Look, Jeremy Swayman was great for Team USA. He's trying to make a push for next year at the Olympics and that he should be the guy. You got Connor Hellebuyck. You got Jake Oettinger. You've got a guy like Tage Thompson who's saying, I want to be part of Team USA. I didn't go to Four Nations Faceoff. And maybe that was a mistake for Team USA to not have Tage Thompson. It was definitely a mistake not having Kyle Connor dressed in the final game against Team Canada. We talked about that, Duffer. You like to bring him back up. So Tage putting in a really good performance and scoring the game-winning goal to, tap it off for Team USA.
Will he be on the Olympic team?
Yes, 100%. I think he would have to start the season 4 goals in 35 games to say, like, no. Like, I think if he's healthy and he's
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If he's at least consistent and performing, doesn't have to go out on a pace to score 70 goals, but I think they would take him. He made the commitment. And I look, if you're Team USA, you have guys that have made a commitment. You can't take all of them, right? You can't take all of the ones that make commitment to go to the World Championship, but there's certain of them that you have to follow suit on, and you have to continue to say, this is a guy we want. And Tage mentioned Zach Werenski going, and that was a big reason why other guys wanted to go, because Zach Werenski was like, hey, this is a preparation for next year for the Olympics, and step one for Team USA to win gold at the World Championship has been achieved.
Now, there's a very simple explanation as to why the U.S. hasn't won this tournament in almost 100 years, and that's because of a lack of commitment, lack of interest, quite frankly, by NHL players born in America. When their season's done, they typically have not expressed a major desire. That has started shifting with today's American-born players. That's why we saw the attention that the Four Nations tournament got, and long may this last. There is, of course, irony in this moment, because Canada was absolutely stacked.
Yes.
And they did not win. I don't know. Like, if you're looking at it just from a pure entertainment value, like, what was a greater, more fascinating result? The U.S. winning the gold medal game, or Canada not getting as far as they were supposed to when they were stunned by the co-host nation of Denmark?
So, Duffer, let me paint a picture for you. So, Team Canada is in Sweden for the majority of the tournament, right? They get to play Denmark in the quarterfinals. And the way that the tournament was in Denmark and Sweden, so Denmark was guaranteed, if they made it to the quarters, to have a game in their home country to facilitate the ticket sales and everything. So, Canada leaves Sweden, leaves their family and families in Sweden, their friends' families, their stuff in the hotels in Sweden. They fly to Denmark to play the game. They're up 1-0. They get bounced with 2 goals in the last 2.5 minutes, and it's a shocker. Well, now, because Denmark has to travel to Sweden for the semifinal, Canada's got to travel to Sweden for picking up their families and their, you know, clothes and checking out the hotel. So now Canada and Denmark share a private plane, like a charter, to travel back to Sweden. That would be a tough one. That would be a really tough one. And I guess it's just the World Championship, but you're right. And look, to see that Sweden and Denmark played in the semi, basically guaranteeing Switzerland and Denmark played in the semi, guaranteeing one of them to get at least a silver medal. It was really cool. It's great for the tournament, which is going to be in Switzerland next year. So to know that the Swiss now have a silver medal, but they took USA to the, you know, to overtime. It's going to be great for the event next year again.
And then obviously the Olympics next year, What other takeaway is there for you? I mean, you're certain that Tage Thompson is going to be a part of it for Team USA. Is there anything else that this tournament, this past calendar year, has steered you to thinking as far as looking at, Italy in 2026?
I think that Team USA is going to be a really strong team. And look, we know that, well, it just was announced today that it doesn't look like Russia is going to be able to field teams at the Olympic in the Winter Olympics next year. So there may be some individual athletes that will compete, but no teams representing Russia. So we're not going to get Ovechkin. We're not going to get... So, I mean, it opens the door. It opens the door for Team USA to say, let's put a really strong team, just like they had a chance at the Four Nations face-off. But I think we're looking at Finland, Sweden, Canada, U.S., Switzerland always can surprise. The Czechs and Slovaks can surprise. But I think if you put in the top three teams, U.S. is in the top three teams and should be even considered a top team going into next year's tournament at the Olympics.
Dan Vladar had a good tournament. Czechia seems to be back on the rise among international teams over the last handful of years. It was a bit of a painful journey for them after their peak era, you know, with Hašek and company. But yeah, I'm encouraged by you know, obviously David Pasternak remains one of the best in the world, so it kind of starts with him offensively. But that'll be, you know, from that standpoint, I look forward to next year's tournament. I'm gonna tell you now that I'll probably be watching the majority of it from California. Like, it's just like I'm already
have a 90210 zip code now attached to you to everything you do.
The problem is when you're booking travel like this far out, sometimes they're not ready for you to book. Like, I want to book it now. And it's like, the dates aren't available. It's like, come on, make the dates. Anyway.
Get the old paper calendar and just put it in there.
Oh,
dude, don't worry about the computer.
I spoke to your inner paper calendar the other day by getting a nice big new one for my countertop in the kitchen. So
good.
So I've been feeling it. Tonight, though, well.
Yeah, well, wait, one to wrap it up, the whole thing. I mean, you couldn't go and watch the celebration by Team USA without having that pinching in your heart for the Gaudreau family and Johnny Gaudreau and Team USA bringing the jersey out. This is a guy, Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matt, that like he wanted to do everything for for USA Hockey to grow the game, to bring more people along. And so this win at the World Championship is unfortunately a year too late, because Johnny Gaudreau had been part of the World Championship before, but never getting the win. But they were able to celebrate and have the jersey there, and it was a really, really touching moment.
Indeed, amazing, heartbreaking. It will never not be heartbreaking. And from the Blue Jackets through USA Hockey, they have just never let go. All year long, every time there's a moment to celebrate that family name, it gets done in the best way. And well said about USA Hockey. As far as, you know, the remaining four in the Stanley Cup playoffs, there are still four. Somewhat shockingly, I expected
three and a half.
I expected Florida to dust off Carolina with ease last night, and the only guy that gave them the chance was Bobrovsky. But it was 1-0 late before a couple empty netters for Carolina, and they win it. So that series will extend. Do you have any thoughts that it's actually going to be this historic comeback for the Canes?
It depends. Is Sam Reinhart coming back? He is skating today. Mikola in the back end. He's been really good for them. So I think it depends if they get their players back, although they were able to win game three without Reinhart. Carolina finally decided, you know what, we should play Jacob Slavin a little bit more. He was playing 22 minutes in the first three games. He plays 28 minutes in game four, and he's on the ice almost half the game. He's on the ice for 6 minutes, 10 seconds of the 8 minutes on the penalty kill that Carolina saw. Over 75% of the time he was on the ice. They only gave up 20 shots to Florida, and really not a lot of chances. Like, Freddie Anderson was back in net, but Slavin and Burns shut things down. I think you got to play Slavin 30 minutes in game five, and to give yourself a chance to go back to Florida for game six, and who knows what happens. But if they don't, he was the key player for me for Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And with the way this series started for Anderson, and regardless of how it goes from here on out, but at least he had that moment last night to get him back into what is a more familiar Freddie Anderson mode. And who knows where it goes from here. We know this. Yep. Tonight could end up being a 3-1 lead in the West as well, as Edmonton is coming off a stomping of the Dallas Stars and look to continue that trend tonight with their own brilliant story. Second brilliant story that has emerged for them in the crease, these Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well, Stuart Skinner has been hot. Calvin Pickard's supposed to back up tonight, so they got both guys healthy now. But no, look, Stuart Skinner, for me, in game three, second period, he makes 21 saves. They had six grade A chances, Dallas did, in the second period. Eight overall in the game. The expected goals in the second period alone was three for Dallas, right? For the game was four, but they got dominated. The Oilers got dominated 22-7 the shots in the second period. Stuart Skinner was the reason. He didn't make more than 24 saves in any of the playoff games that he's played so far this year. Mm-hmm. And he made 21 saves in the second period alone. And now Connor McDavid with the late goal in the third period, in the second period, to make it 3-1. Now McDavid has a couple of goals. He's now at five. He is, I looked at the numbers. He is by far the leader in high danger chances in the playoffs this year. He's the leader in expected goals individually at 8.5. He's only scored five, but he's ahead of Rantanen, ahead of Bennett, ahead of everybody in expected goals. It was just a matter of time until it opened. And now that it's open, I'm saying, look out, Dallas. If McDavid scores and has that feeling, it could be tough.
That'll happen tonight, game four between the Oilers and Stars. We will try, with limited time, to recap best and worst of a long weekend next on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Of course, our final show last week was on Thursday, and we were talking then about what was happening Friday at Roswell Park, and that was our good friend Tyler Crews going to be ringing the bell after his battle and victory against cancer. So I went down there. It was awesome. So many people. Amazing moment for his family. It was absolutely fantastic. Now, Marty, when I first saw Tyler, I said, do you know what I noticed today in the sports world? That Ronald Acuna was being activated off the injured list and seeing his first action in a year. He knew, of course. He lit up. He was so happy for that. And, of course, after Tyler rings the bell, Acuna, in his first at-bat on his first pitch, slams one over the wall for a home run. He played three games this weekend. He got two home runs, went 4-for-12. All in all, congrats again to Tyler and his family for just being
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Simply incredible.
Yeah, a lot of people showed up at Roswell for Tyler to ring the bell. And obviously, he is not only been a fighter, but he's been able to do so much more and help around the community. That's one of the things why we had him on the broadcast the first time, is because of what he's done with the Rukus and being able to help everybody and wanting to make moments easier for others that are in the fight, right? And that's so important, and that's so amazing from a young man. I'm going to call him a young man, to be able to do that and think of others when he is in the middle of a fight. So for him to ring the bell and then for his love of baseball to shine through in the same week, it's just awesome.
Yeah, big Braves fan, and he'll continue his playing now, obviously. And it was pretty cool hearing his family members speak, and he was so eager to ring the bell, but his mom wanted to speak, and then he's like, can I ring it now? And it was absolutely.
And he gave it a good shake.
He gave it a good one for sure. Thanks for being with us, folks. We'll see you again tomorrow on Sabres Live.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.